I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Humanitarian needs from food shortages have tripled in several regions of East Africa since 2015. The United Nations announced this finding in a report last week, along with a warning that this ongoing drought is going to cause food prices in the area to spike very soon. Some of the affected countries, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, and all of these countries rank on the Open Doors World Watch List for the persecution of Christians. Kristen Wright with Open Door says Christians and religious minorities often fare the worst in these crises.
As a result of persecution, many Christians, they lose their job, they're unable to find employment, and consequently unable to support their families.
Pray that the church would be resilient as they serve the struggling communities in the name of Christ, and pray for rain. And this summer, Teach Beyond is merging informal education and the gospel. How? Through English camps, and right now, they're recruiting volunteers. Teach Beyond's Diane Crane says,
English camps are really a perfect way for people to be involved in short-term missions. There is a huge demand for learning English globally, and in many locations, it's a way for young people to improve their conversational English. Anything from being able to get a better job in their future or improving their English so that they can enter a university that is in an English-speaking country.
But if teaching isn't your thing, Teach Beyond has other positions that need filling, too. If you're interested in signing up for an adventure this summer, get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.